5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and blast off. We are on page 4 in the art scroll. We are in the introduction. Page 4 in the art scroll below on the top of the page. Thank you, Zev. In the green Feldheim, page 2, Bayes. First top paragraph. Top paragraph. Three lines from the top. V'lo mipnei. So we left off explaining that there's a minority of people, no matter what they're doing in life, who are not focusing on love and ahava and yira and dveikus and the other ways of becoming close to Hashem. And says the Ramchal, not because v'lo mipnei shein dvarim ela ikrim etzlam, not because it's not important and not the main thing for them. That's why I love the main thing, because it is the main thing for them. If you ask anyone, why are you learning Torah? Ask anyone, why are you serving Hashem? Why? Everyone's going to say, not v'lo mipnei, not because it's not the most important. Ki yim tish alehem, if you ask them, they will say that is the main thing. But the main thing is ahava, yira, connection to Hashem, the relationship with Hashem. All of the other things, which we're going to talk about, the entire sefer, are all externals. All other things are externals to get us there. But the main thing, that's why don't we just say main thing, keep the main. But it's no, why do I love that? The main thing is to keep the main thing. Why? Because it's saying the main thing three times, that's why I like it? No, because everyone knows what the main thing is. But the most important thing is to keep that the main thing. Nobody's going to argue that learning Torah makes you a better person. And that's why I'm learning Torah. When you see someone who's learning Torah and he's not a better person, not that you know whether he was a better person or not. As I always say, when you see someone who represents Torah and he's acting a certain way and it's like, it doesn't smell good, you have to say, imagine how bad he would smell if he didn't learn Torah. Yeah, so to judge, it is a turnoff. But my point is, we be the change I want to see in the world is that's not my business. Different conversation. But correct. Because everybody knows that Torah is there to make you sweeter, nicer, less judgmental, more accepting. Everybody knows that. And if you don't know that, then you don't know the Torah. V'shelo yidu mechacham, she'achacham be'emes, no wise person, shelo yizbaru etzel kol advarim ela. Don't call yourself wise and you didn't that this is anything new to you. You're not a wise person. So why isn't it popular? Nah, Musar and talking about these things are for the guys who struggle. Love and hugs are for them, but we don't need that. They need that. Huh. Yeah, right. No, it's for those who didn't do well in school. It's for the second class citizen, but we got it right. Yeah. Exactly. Here it is. I got this from him. Exactly. So when you see a guy who's actually becoming a relationship guy, you're like, oh, he must not have done so well in school. He wasn't at the top of his class. He didn't go through, you know, everything as the top of his class. There's something off with him. So Ramchal says it. There's something different about him. No, there isn't. There is. He's actually going to get to the. He's sitting here learning the Sils Yisharim. See, the problem is, so you're not going to find the true definition of Judaism, of true Judaism. Why? Because anybody who made it through without this doesn't need it. So he doesn't need it. Don't leave me alone with this. And someone who's a little bit not sharp, who's going to teach it to him? Oh, thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. Could you imagine the Ramchal? Could you imagine how lucky we are with sitting here, mamish? Achidamu roiv b'nei adam. Listen to this. I love this. So what is the perfect Jew? People think. So what is the perfect Jew? Here it is. I'm going to say it in 2026. The guy who davens along Shemoneh Esrei. The guy who's shuckling a lot. The guy who is, even though it's a good song, shuckle, shuckle. But, right, the guy who's doing all these chitzoini things that looks a certain way. That's what he says. Ba'miris mizvarim harbe. Uvi doim, just like we think. Yom Kippur is, bang your... You got to make noise. You have to make noise. Make noise inside. Don't make noise outside. Not that there's anything wrong if you want to bang hard. But we'll talk about that when we get closer to Yom Kippur. That's not what it's about. It's not about rolling around in the snow. It's not about fasting. It's not about any of those things. Kulam dvarim asher ein ha'sichel nachmam. Ramchal says, it doesn't feel right. Not because it's 2026. He didn't write this in 2026. He says it doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel right. That's what Yiddishkeit is. That's what Yiddishkeit is. Yiddishkeit is supposed to be like that. Yiddishkeit is supposed to be dark and bleh and No. It doesn't fit in here. And that's why, by the way, Agav, that's why people love psychology and they love Brené Brown. And for real, that's why. Because it's like, that talks to me. That talks to me. And they're right. See, me, okay, this is definitely off the different direction that I ever do this year, but it's okay. I'm doing it now, so it doesn't matter however I do it. This is how I'm doing it, right? Sorry, it's just my own little trance. But what's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat is that, no, I'm learning the Mesil Yesharim right now. This is all from the Mesil Yesharim, because it is here. The Chachma, we need it from there because we're missing it in here. But this is really where it comes from. It really comes from here. It is really sweet and beautiful. And vulnerability wasn't made up by Brené Brown. It's from the Torah. We have to find it in the Torah. Sometimes it's hard to find it in the Torah when no one teaches it that way. It's not the pshat, when you graduate Brené Brown, then you'll come to the Torah. No, it's in the Torah. It's here in the Mesil Yesharim. I could find any pshat that anyone can find. I'm the one who will tell you to read the Brené Brown. I'm the one who will tell you to read the Reinventing Yourself and all these Chachma Chitzonius. I hope I'm not going to burn that much from that. But what's the pshat? I know that we might have to edit that. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that I could find you in here everything that I will say about that. I can find you in here everything. V'chsidus hamiti anirtzav anechmad. Sweet. Desired Judaism is rachuk mitzira sechlenu. It's further away than we think it might be. It's far from our heads. So to learn the sensitivity of what a Shabbos table is, to learn the sensitivity of what a yid is supposed to smell like and be like, and that is. Is far from what we can imagine. Even though we know it, if it's not something that's past, why is it that when someone is so true to themselves, it is contagious? It's so contagious because we all know that that's what we want. Why is it when we see someone being sincere? And you see sincerity. I'm going to end off with this because you guys have been traveling a little bit. It restarted.
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes.
So I have one more minute. I'm going to end off with this last thing because I'm thinking of like airplanes and traveling. And I think about this. It made such an impression. I'll never forget when I was traveling once on the airplane. And there was a stewardess who was quiet in the cabin. And I saw her pull out of her pocketbook a like Tehillim, and she was like saying Tehillim, and then someone came to get some food or whatever it is. She closed it, put it back in, helped the person out, and then she went and she was like sneezing in her corner doing her thing. And I went over to her like maybe an hour later, whatever it was, and I said, I just want to tell you that you inspired me like crazy. You inspired me like crazy. I said, and people are going to know about it. I didn't know her name. I remember, huh? Yeah, of course. It was on LL Flight, one of the, yeah. And I said, you know what that is? You know what that does to me? That does to me is that you never know. You can't, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, you see it so many times. You can never judge. You can't judge. I was visiting someone in the hospital, and there was someone, a nurse, who was there who wasn't dressed 100% like you would say a Bas Yisrael is supposed to dress. Halachi, what was she doing? Someone introduced me to her. She was taking the laundry. She was carrying loads of laundry for one of the patient's family on her shoulders, carrying it, schlepping. Is that Judaism? It feels so right. It feels so right when we hear that, when we see that. We know it, but we got to talk about it. So that's what the Ramchal says. The Ramchal says we got to talk about the things that are true. We have to talk about those things that is true Yiddishkeit. It's not what we think it is. Okay, less than 10 minutes. More than 10 minutes, Elul, it's okay. Keeps the Yetzer Hara away and that bag. Thank you.